Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Energy Minister John Jinapo early this month said the country's fuel stock to run the power plants will last only 2 weeks, with car power debt pegged at $371 million. Today, the sector minister has revealed the country currently has less than 48 hours of liquid fuel in stock, with money's old car power shooting to a whopping $400 million. While speaking to MPs on the Energy Committee, John Jinapo said, while some more fuel has been ordered, funds are not readily available to pay for it.
What's wrong with you, Chairman? Today, as I sit here this morning, my headache is how to get the next parcel of liquid fuel. The fuel we have will take us 2.6 days. We've placed order for fuel, but it has to be paid. We've procured some fuel on credit and working with the Minister of Finance to pay. But the truth is that the Minister of Finance also has its limits. And so we'll be going to Cabinet to discuss how we can improve on the sector. And that is why we are pushing for some private sector participation in ECG's operations. It does not entirely solve the problem, but it takes us to another level. Because if the collections are reduced from the 40% to say 5%, it means that we'll be collecting more. Cabinet has also adopted a position and will brief you, Chairman, all MMDAs are supposed to pay for the electricity bills. They have to budget for it. We've identified what we call critical institutions. They include the health sector, the education sector, the security agencies, and the presidency. Even with that, so if you take the health sector, it's the theaters, the laboratories, the wards that will be exempted. If you take the educational institutions, dormitories are not part. Restaurants are not part. Only lecture theaters. And so we've classified that. And Cabinet is granting the approval and will publish that. Even what we term as critical institutions, the Minister of Finance will have to budget for it and pay.
Well, he added that he has been having sleepless nights because of the debt owed the energy sector players.
This year alone, government spent over 24 billion cedis in energy sector, either you call it subsidies, under recoveries or shortfalls. This year, it is estimated at over 30 billion in terms of the shortfall. Yesterday, we had a session with the finance minister, and a lot of the people here were there. We require about $1.1 billion to procure liquid fuels alone. Unfortunately, and the PRC is here, the liquid fuel is not part of the tariff structure. And so you would be buying close to $15 billion of liquid fuel, and that has to be paid by the central government because it's not part of the tariff structure. As if that is not enough, what you call the reserve margin, which is a necessity, because you just don't bring plants to meet exactly what you consume. What if one plant goes off for maintenance or any situation? That is not also part of the tariff structure. More importantly, the tariff itself, ECG is unable to collect all the monies. And so you're having a deficit of about 2 billion cedis every month when it comes to ECG's collections. When you add that deficit and you add the fuel, which is not part of the pass-through, you are looking at over 30 billion. Car Power has just sent us a letter that by 18th, they will shut down the plant because we owe them more than $400 million. IPPs alone, we owe them $1.7 billion. And so it's serious.
Well, the ranking member on the Energy Committee, George Kwame Abuaji, has been making an attempt to diagnose the challenges bedeviling the energy sector. Let's listen to him.
Most of our companies in this country, a lot of them, they don't pay electricity bills. A lot don't pay. And transmission losses also is another factor, which the minister has to look at it. We are currently at around 29 to 30% transmission losses, whereby the OECD or the international sectors, their transmission losses is around 8 to 9%. So if we are able to overcome these transition losses, also it's part of money. Because at generation, when you generate power, okay, immediately you generate, the generator charges what he has generated. So whether you use it or not, whether it goes to the consumer or not, definitely they are going to charge us. So this is some of the areas I would like the minister to look at it. Because transmission losses is killing us. I always said our tariff is, when you compare to the West African sector tariff, I think we are almost at par with them. But if we are at par with them and still having all these challenges, what do you have to say? So these two critical sectors, three critical areas, like the transmission losses and people who are not paying, big industries, because very few are paying electricity bills in this country. So, Mr. Minister, you have our support. We will not antagonize what you want to do for the country. We all want the best. You've been a ranking member before, and we'll collaborate with the chairman and the rest of the committee to do what is right for this country.
Thankfully, I have the Energy Minister himself, John Jinapo, join me here on Top Story. I appreciate your time. I also have Ishmael Ejikumhini, he's Executive Director for Kumasi Institute of Technology, Energy and Environment. I also have with me Kojo Poku, he's an energy expert. I appreciate your time here on Top Story. I'll start with you, Mr. Jinapo, because we are sitting on a ticking time bomb. You say that we have 48 hours to fix the problem, but we don't have the money. I'm sure you've been engaging the sector players. How do you plan to raise money to procure the much-needed fuel?
Well, let me thank you. I've been quite busy with the sub-committee meeting. I just came out. Parliament, as part of their oversight duties, summoned the Ministry of Energy and its agency. And the main topic was the challenges and the solutions. So on the issue of fuel, we did indicate to them that we had 2.6 days of liquid fuel, specifically light crude oil. But I did also say that Minister of Finance has helped us, and through their intervention, we've procured 450,000 barrels of light crude oil. And this weekend, we expect that, barring any unforeseen circumstances, we'll take delivery of the 450,000 barrels. And that can stretch us for quite a while. So yes, whilst you have 2.6 days of limited stock, the positive side is that through the help of the Ministry of Finance, we are securing this fuel. The challenge as it stands is that it's not part of the tariff structure. And so when you need liquid fuel, you will usually have to fall on the finance minister. And he's been very, very good towards us since January to date. And so let me thank you and to appeal to you to continue to support us. So that is the situation on the fuel side. The issue of car power, like I said, they had indicated that their legacy bill, if nothing was done, they couldn't run beyond 18.
They've given you a three-day ultimatum. Do we have the money?
Yes. We've had a very positive meeting with them. We've agreed on a roadmap. That ultimatum has been withdrawn. And I did indicate to the committee that we've made some progress on that. And so on that score too, we are on an even keel. The most important thing is how to deal with the rest of the areas going forward.
And I'm quite interested in that and how you plan to deal with the areas. $400 million debt. What's the payment plan, really?
We've agreed on some interim arrangements. We'll be meeting again tomorrow to fine-tune it. And the essence of our being in office is to resolve the challenges. And so you can rest assured that we would use whatever avenue and whatever negotiation. We also want to negotiate with them to see if they can give us some reprieve in terms of the cost structure itself. And because Car Power, they've indicated that they are willing to engage. They've withdrawn the letter. They are willing for us to negotiate further. And through negotiation, we would find all the solutions. But I'm happy to announce that that ultimatum has been withdrawn, and that's a positive signal.
Mm. But a bigger problem now is the debt, the mounting debt that ECG continues to owe. How do you plan to fix that? Because that's a bigger problem you pointed out today.
That is true. The debt as of December 2024 was over $3 billion. If you add all the sector debt, that was about 80 billion CD. The positive side, once again, is because of the currency appreciation, the debt has really come down significantly. Because if your currency moves from 16 to around 12, you make a lot of savings. Number two, the minister himself has made some budgetary allocation to help pay off some of the gaps. We've also integrated the ECG private sector committee so that we can involve the private sector with ECG's billing and collection to increase the revenue base. Today, around 2 o'clock, ECG came and made a presentation, a technical one and a commercial one. On the technical one, how to ensure that we keep the lights on when it rains or when it doesn't rain, so that the lights can stay on. The other solution is that Cabinet has approved that apart from critical institutions, such as critical areas in the hospitals, in the educational sector, in the critical security areas, all other MMDs should budget and pay for the electricity bill. That's also a huge amount that can come and help us. And then, finally, to reduce wastage, that is improve operational efficiency and deal with these challenges. Whilst we talk about how we can factor the fuel.
Mm.
We're supposed to spend about $1 billion on liquid fuel. We've commissioned a team to see to the construction of a second gas processing plant. If we increase our gas consumption, that immediately reduces our liquid cost by about 50%.
But do we have the $1 billion? Do we have it?
We are working to increase our gas. So I'll be visiting Nigeria this week. We want to nominate more gas from Nigeria. Instead of spending about $48 million on light crude oil a month, if you get gas, we'll be spending just about $20 million. And so we're working with our counterparts in Nigeria. Palo has also indicated that it can increase some gas by 30 mmscf. By the end of this month, we are looking at that. In July, EMI has also indicated that they can increase by another 30 mmscf. We are working on that.
Mm.
And so there's light at the end of the tunnel. We just have to keep focused and keep working very hard towards that.
But help this make sense to me, really, and all our listeners out there. We operate the prepaid system where you would mostly have to pay for the power before you receive lights in your homes. So why then is it so difficult for government-owned agencies to pay their debt?
That's why we have to put them on prepayment meters. If they're on prepayment meters, they have to budget. In fact, the issue of Ghana Water came. Ghana Water indicated that they needed regular supply of power. And I said it's true. But I also think that Ghana Water should pay for their bills. For 7 months, they haven't paid for their bills. If they pay, we'll get some more money. We can procure more fuel. We can invest, which also means that Ghana Water will have to go after consumers. And when they come after you, you should understand that they need their money to pay us. But we're making some progress. We just have to keep at it and keep pushing very hard.
But are you assuring me that my lights will be on?
Today, the briefing I get, I'm very happy your lights will be on.
Mm. Stay with me. Let me bring in Ishmael Ejikunhuini. He is Executive Director for Kumasi Institute of Technology, Energy and Environment, as well as Kojopoku. I just want to get your thoughts as energy experts in this field. We've been hearing from the minister paint a grim picture about the state of the energy sector. Your initial thoughts on how we can fix this challenge permanently? I'll start with you, Ishmael.
Good evening to your listeners. Well, the picture has always been quite grim. It's been stable for a while. I'm not surprised at the development, but the truth of the matter is that we need to solve the problems and keep the lights on. So that would be my primary comment.
And then, from your analysis, really, when it comes to debt collection, is privatization the way to go?
Well, there are different forms of privatization. It depends on what we finally settle on and what kind of benchmarks that we put in place, because we never had private sector participation in the power sector before. So we need to get it right. But clearly, somebody needs to be more accountable when it comes to buying and selling of power. If you buy and sell, you should be able to account for what you bought and what you are selling. There are other interventions apart from private sector participation, including making sure that we are even able to track exactly who gets what and how much power went into which area. But definitely, we need to improve upon efficiency, and if private sector will help us do that, we should be looking at that. But we need to make sure that we don't give any preferential treatment to any private sector. Most of the conditions under which ECG is operating, if the conditions are the same and they are doing better, then we give them bonuses. And
kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/talk.
And things like that, but the situation as it is ought to be improved.
And many are wondering how we got to this point, really, where we're counting the number of hours we might have lights in our home. CAPA, they issued an ultimatum. We just heard from the minister that they've been able to reach some sort of negotiation where the $400 million will be spread across. But then how do you propose we deal with this financial mismanagement challenges when it comes to our energy sector?
Okay, so the indebtedness has been with us for a while. We need to ask ourselves why and how we got here. Part of the debt is as a result of power that we contracted that we are not using them, but we are paying for them. So excess capacity has always been part of the problem. If you disaggregate the debt that we owe CAPA, for example, it's not every debt that is as a result of you to be able to pay for power that has been bought. We can look at the pieces that there's been ongoing negotiations with them to be able to resolve the issue. But in terms of monthly invoices, we should be able to buy power and pay so that we don't add up to the mega system. But we need to grow and make sure that if we are buying, let's say, 50 million worth of power today, at the end of the month, we should be able to recover that money and pay it back to them. Thankfully, they've agreed to renegotiate. We can negotiate with them to see how we'll be able to pay the existing debt. But it's not just car power. It's all the IPPs who we owe, and we should be prepared to sit down with them and negotiate. But we don't need to add to the cost. We don't need to add to the indebtedness. Otherwise, it will be a vicious cycle that we will never be able to resolve.
Thank you, Ishmael. Let me bring in John Jinapo at this point and just get his updates on some of the key concerns you have raised. When it comes to excess power that we produce as a nation and we still have to pay the IPPs for the production, how do we plan to deal with this so that we lessen the burden on us?
Well, currently as we speak, we don't have much excess power. In fact, today, the demand and the supply is neck and neck. So the excess capacity that used to exist is being wiped out. And the experts even tell me that if we don't bring more plants, we may run into a serious deficit. And so the excess capacity, or what we call reserve margin, which is a necessity, because you don't just bring in what you need. You need some excess so that if a plant goes down, another plant can come in. It led to some serious, what you call legacy debt, and we are working around it. But going forward, I've just sent a paper to Cabinet that new PPAs should be through competitive process. Let's do a competitive process. If we need solar, if we need 200 megawatts, let's advertise. Then the thermal plants, we are pushing that if we can have a BOT, where the operator operates the plant for some years, repay and hand over to VRE, we'll be building VRE stock. And so we are working around that. And I'm sure that, like he said, actually improve efficiency. If you are doing a private sector participation, do it in a transparent manner, in a competitive manner, and get the best company, not for cronies. These are things that when we do, and we are working on them now, we'll begin to see some solutions. The challenge in the sector is that you normally wouldn't see the solution in a day. But if you keep at it and you keep pushing, it will begin to show.
Today, you just briefed us that when it comes to ECG and revenue collection, it's a big problem because every month there's a deficit of 2 billion cedis. The previous administration, they started some sort of rollover of our prepaid meters. They're trying to migrate all the postpaid meters to prepaid meters. I wanted to find out, what's the update on that?
It's a good move to put everybody on prepayment meter as much as possible. We are working with the World Bank to secure 800,000 smart prepayment meters. We've launched the competitive bidding process. If you get that 800, it will make a huge dent. But let me quickly say this so that ECG workers do not feel that I've betrayed them. The 2 billion is not on account of ECG alone. The liquid fuels that we buy today is not part of the tariff. And so that deficit cannot be because of ECG. The excess or reserve margin you talked about is not part of the tariff structure. So you cannot hold ECG responsible for that. Government agencies, they have to pay. They must pay. So we must encourage and support ECG to do that. A lot of staff in ECG are doing very well. We have to encourage them and try and give of their best. Where we are headed, if we can continue the way we are going and sustain it, and reduce the political interference, I'm very confident that we'll turn the sector around.
Now, you've just told us that you negotiated with CAPA, but when it comes to other IPPs, we know that the debt stands at some $1.7 billion. How do we plan to clear that?
Yes, the total outstanding liability for IPPs as of December 2024, $1.7 billion. So we're trying to arrange a roadmap so that as we stay current, we can be amortizing. And also they've agreed that as we amortize, they will take a haircut. So even the $1.7 billion, if we try our best and begin to do something good, there are clauses there that reduces the debt on an incremental basis. That also gives us some savings. It's difficult, admittedly, but we must find that solution. We are working towards a solution.
Have the money though? Do we have the money, especially when you're just giving us the dynamics when it comes to the reserve margin?
We have to find the money. We have to find a way out. That's the only way. It will be tough, it will be difficult, but we'll have to do it to save the sector.
We appreciate your time, the Energy Minister there, John Jinapo. I've also been speaking with Ishmael Ejikumhini, Executive Director for Kumasi Institute of Technology, Energy and Environment. Thankfully, I have Kojo Poku, who is an energy expert. We've just been listening to the Energy Minister table some of the plans they have to fix the debt crisis we're facing in our energy sector. You've listened to him. What do you propose?
Well, good evening. I think we've gone past the point where we are having the feedback on the issue. Look, we all know what the problems are. There was a PULC review of tariffs. We were all expecting the PULC to put effect to what the finance minister talked about during his budget. If you remember, when the Minister of Finance read his budget, he increased the weighted average cost of gas from 7.836 to 8.45. But when PRC was doing their review, politics set in, and instead of using even the 7.836, they reduced the amount by 20 cents because they knew that if they use the new prices of the weighted cost of gas set by the finance minister, we are going to have a bigger increase in electricity tariffs. When people do politics in this sector, and then we'll turn around and say that there is debt that we can collect, we all know there is debt, but it is having the political will to basically let the debt be collected. I have always said that if we don't pay the debt in the sector by tariff, we'll pay it by taxes. So, look, John, my brother, is the Honorable Jinapo is the minister. I think the issue of excess capacity law, he talked about it when he was in opposition. Now he's the minister. By now, we should have something in parliament to look at how do we take care of excess capacity. The law to make sure that PURC factor that into our tariffs. The issue of 30 scarf more from Talo going to Nigeria for excess gas. I mean, the minister has done a deep performance. We would have expected details should have happened by now, because he talked about them in his vetting in parliament. So some of the things that I heard, yes, but if we keep hearing 3 days light's gonna go off, 3 days that's gonna go off, then the question is, what are the actions that we know that are to be taken, that are being taken? Because some of these things, we know what needs to be done. So if we don't do the needful and we keep complaining about it, if the sector indebted, it's forever gonna be there. If we don't have the political will to increase tariffs, well, we are supposed to increase tariffs.
But on one hand, we have consumers who are already frustrated and they're tired of continuous increments without value for money.
My brother, my sister, I'm with you perfectly.
Oh dear, we seem to be losing Kojo Poku. He's an energy expert. I'm hoping I have better connection to him now. Mr. Poku,
can you
hear me now? Oh,
yes,
please,
I can hear you.
Loud and clear now. Please make your point.
Yes, what I'm saying is that we all know the current situation. What the consumers have to be taken into consideration. Like I said, somebody needs to pay that indebtedness. Now, we know that the dollar has receded. It comes to 12, and we don't know when the next will be. We are hoping that some of these savings will be used to clear some of these indebtedness. Look, we talk about our indebtedness. We've known about car power indebtedness. They don't want all their money today. All they want is to be engaged and a payment plan given to them. These things are known. But what I want to say, and a little advice to my brother, Honorable, is that look, let's, we know the problem. Let's take actions to resolve the problems. We are 5 months into that debate. I mean, some of these things, if we keep talking about them and we don't take actions to resolve them, for all we know, we'll be another year down the line.
What immediate actions you prescribe that government should take?
No, basically making sure that we get close to the realistic tariffs as much as possible. As much as my head, the consumer, look, what would we prefer? The country in that sense or a country where we are paying a little bit more for electricity? It's politically unpopular, but that is what needs to be done. If you can't do that, then we should stop talking about the energy sector indebtedness and know that no political will be able to come in and let Ghanaians pay for the indebtedness and find a way to clear it. Because if we are saying that the sector is indebted, the finance minister to parliament to announce a new price for gas, then PLC instead of for gas, instead reduces the old price. How do we expect to clear the debt?
Okay, thank you so much.
The political will is very important.
He is an energy expert. He says that we need the political will to deal with the issues in the energy sector. Well, that's it for Top Story. My name is Faustina Safo. Up next is Newsnight.
Tonight, Accra Mayor's impending war on unauthorized hawking incurs wrath of pavement traders who are vowing to resist an eviction order that comes into force in 5 days.
What else are we going to do? Because this is where we get our daily bread, and this is the only space that we have that we get our daily incomes. If they ask us to leave this place, we don't have anywhere to go.
The mayor is standing firm.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.